Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's time for us to take the weekly chance. We stick our toe in the water of talk radio. News talk radio surveys from Talkers Magazine become the subject of our hour of conversation here. DJ Veer's Jennifer and Victoria are usually here. Jennifer is off this week, so Victoria Keelan is joined by John Harper from WMEL along the Space Coast. John and I have known each other for a long, long time. Been carrying my various programs for decades, and he loves doing these programs with us, and we love having him here. So, John, welcome into our overview. I'm Doug Steffen with the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. They're printed every week. Is it old, Victoria and John, to say printed? Because they really aren't printed. They're not on a piece of paper, although you can print out the list from talkers.com. Does it sound old if I say printed, though?
Yeah, I would say probably published.
Published! All right. So let's get at it. Number 10, the focus on relationships and how they're changing. We've talked frequently on the DJV program about how the lawyers are salivating over how many divorce cases
yep.
there are. John Harper down in Florida, what about your people tease Floridians about it being the number one state in the country where residents go to die. So one thinks of a more mature audience, although I think that's not really true or fair because Florida is as diverse as any other state in the union. But what about relationship strains there? What can you report?
Well, I think you're right, Doug, in saying that the state of Florida is as diverse as any other state in the nation as far as that goes. We don't think of it here as being on the doorstep of where you go to die.
Eternity.
Not at all.
Welcome to Florida, the doorstep to eternity. It's not that fair.
No. Yeah, and you've been here in Florida before. And you know what it's like here, and it's like any other state. So in many respects, that is not really an issue that I think Floridians today are really concerned about. So in a way, I kind of have to take a pass on that. There's not much discussion here in Florida about that at all.
Okay. All right. Number 9, the focus on Facebook and all the issues they are having with their advertisers as to hate speech and all that other stuff. Where do you think you're usually the go-to person when I'm on the DJV program? If I have questions about technology, I go straight to Victoria. So Zuckerberg et al. Up to their usual foolishness, yes?
Well, he's trying as best he can to meet with these large social media companies and other advertisers who have pulled out. It's billions of dollars that he's lost in advertising. So he's been trying to meet with them. I don't think he's had much success because the real crux of this is Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg specifically has tried to, as my dad would say, ride two horses with one ass.
Right.
And so he has tried.
Hold on to that for a second. I got to write that down. I've never heard that expression before. Ride two horses. This is fabulous. With one.
My dad did
ass.
Not make it up. It's been around. It's an old saying.
Really? Have you ever heard that, John? John, have you ever heard that saying before?
I have never heard that before either.
Wow, really?
There you go. All right.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it paints the
Please
illustration
continue.
that this is what Mark Zuckerberg has tried to do. He has tried to play to all sides.
Both sides
now,
of the street.
Yep, and so now it's just coming back to bite him. Facebook is going to have to take a stand against hate speech. They're going to have to take a real stand against, fake news and things like that. And they just have not; they've refused to. And so it all crumbled in around him. So I'm not sure where it's going to go in the future, but he is he's had a bad few weeks.
What about you, John? Do you use Facebook? And if not, what social media do you use?
Yeah, I use it quite a bit. There's no doubt about it. I find it's quick, it's easy, and for the most part, I think the information that I try to get out of it is relevant, and I kind of disregard all the ads in it and just click beyond that. So yeah. The answer is yeah, I use it. Yeah.
I'm just going, well, you and I are friends on Facebook, and I just went to your profile, other than suggesting you're the owner-operator of the Talk to Me radio network and WMEL. We apparently have 22 mutual friends. How about that? That's it. That's what I kind of use Facebook. I don't want to be political. I use it to bring people stories about my family, my friends, my farm, the radio. Yeah. It's very positive, and that's as far as I want to go with it. But I do understand, because I have looked around, you see a lot of stuff. It's not just on Facebook, though. There's a lot of stuff on Twitter that's pretty damned objectionable, I think. Maybe all of them.
The problem, the difference with Twitter, though, is that Twitter's burn rate is so fast.
What does that mean? Please explain what burn rate means. What is
meaning,
that?
Like, if you put out a tweet that says, "Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, and here's a story of fake news," that tweet will only be seen by whoever is looking at that exact moment at the
they eliminate things.
So
Twitter,
much,
just everything goes away, right? After a
well, no, it doesn't go
time.
Away. It's just because the volume of information on Twitter, that's what they call the burn rate. It only lasts about, I mean, it's less than 30 seconds of exposure per tweet. So, and that's the problem. And it's the opposite problem with Facebook. Facebook posts live forever. You know, you can go on to a Facebook post, and if you want to see what John Harper's up to, if he hasn't posted in a couple of weeks, the last thing he posted is still right there. So it lives for a much, much longer time, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
One of the things I do not like about Twitter is some of the people on there really become quite vicious with their comments, and they all think they're talk show hosts, and and as a result of that, they think they've got the power to take down anybody, and I just don't like those vicious comments. I mean, some of them are very vindictive, and therefore I don't really use Twitter that much at all.
In a moment, number 8 on the countdown, the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, the controversy over the World Health Organization, and that we can probably spend the rest of the hour on. We won't, but it's worth a listen to hear what John Harper from WMEL has to say and Victoria Keelan from the DJV show here on our overview of the Talk Radio Review.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dream. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
What outdoor activity has become very popular in recent years on bodies of water near you? I'll share the answer in just a moment.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex Stake System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
The outdoor activity that has become very popular on bodies of water near you is kayaking. Kayaking is a great way to get exercise. It is environmentally friendly, fun, and an up-close and personal way to fish. Plus, it's easy on your pocketbook, too. So to learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Moving on now with our overview of the charts for the week of July 6th to the 10th. I'm Doug Steffen here with John Harper from WMEL. Jennifer is off this week on the countdown. Victoria Keelan is here. And number 8 has to do with the World Health Organization, our continuing relationship with, and it isn't just our country, but the world, focusing on China and wanting them, at least the conscious countries, want to have China stand up and take a bow when it comes to how they've basically, with purpose, brought the world to its knees, so to speak. And part of the, you know, you focus on Hong Kong, a lot of that stuff this week and what's going on, the thuggery there from the Chinese government. But the whole business of controlling the World Health Organization, which is what they do, and the nonsense that comes from the World Health Organization. Do you both think, Victoria and John, that the average person understands that the Chinese are corrupting the World Health Organization and their advice isn't worth a plug nickel, as they say?
I'll go ahead and on that, Doug, first. And I don't think Americans understand that at all. However, I think there is a growing understanding of the fact that in many respects we are at war with China.
We are absolutely at war with China. Yes, sir. Yep.
And they're
so why do we want to do business with them? Why do these companies continue to want to have things made other than their greed and the fact that it's cheap? That's the other side of the question maybe for both of you. Victoria agreed with you on the fact that most people don't understand that the Chinese have corrupted the World Health Organization. But the other side of it is, how many people are actually looking at things that they're buying to see if they're made in China? Are we just talking, or are we taking action?
I think that is the one thing that people are more aware of, just in from my own social group. We are looking to see where stuff is manufactured, but I think it kind of ends there.
Yeah. Why are you playing music, Phil? All right, John, what do you think in terms of your own experience? Are you looking at things that you're buying to see if it's made in China or not?
Doug, I always have done that for years, even before we even knew about a COVID-19 virus. I've always done that, having lived for many years in Detroit. Buying American has always been number one for me. Buying American cars and equipment and things that are made in America, John Deere tractors, you name it. And so that's always been very important for me. So that's not really a change in my way of thinking. But, yeah, I always look at where things are made, whether it be clothing, no matter what the item is. I'm always looking at the label to see how much we're being beat up here in the United States by things being made in other countries.
Yeah, thankfully not many tractors are made in China, so I don't have to worry about that on my farm. 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back again, working this side of the street. The News Talk Radio world is our focus here. Doug Steffen with John Harper from WMEL, as Jennifer's off this week. And Victoria Keelan here with the number 7 item on the countdown as we work our way toward number 1, the reformation of the police. There have been a lot of protests in sports circles about Black Lives Matter. A lot of discussion. I mean, this whole thing, although a little further down on the countdown than it was last week, still very important because there is not going to be an end to the discussion as much as a lot of people want to sweep this under the rug. People are not happy with police or public service. I've tried to make the issue not just the police, John, but the school systems. And we were talking on the DJV program about whether to require, as Syracuse, New York is thinking about, to require that people who work for the police live in the city. And that means they got to pay them more, so they live there. But I felt it was important to talk about the culture. If you want to be a police person and you want to really understand what's going on in the city, you kind of have to live there. Police eat, live, breathe, and everything, speak police life. So living in the community where you're serving, how in Florida do they handle this? Do they require in any place in Florida for the police to live in the community in which they work?
No, not here in Florida. If you live in Cape Canaveral, you can work in Melbourne and the police department there, or vice versa. There are no restrictions on that at all.
What's the discussion about reformation? You know, a lot of people are saying defund the police, which is moronic. But what about reforming police? What kind of movement is there in cities in Florida to do that?
Well, there's obviously, like the rest of the nation, there's a lot of talk about reforming police departments, but I think most people that I've talked to in the past week or two are totally outraged at police departments having their budgets cut back dramatically. That makes absolutely no sense in this day and age. And I think people understand that not only do black lives matter, blue lives matter, but let's just put it simply said that lives matter. And I think a lot of people are overlooking that fact and realize that the police departments, for the most part, in our state of Florida, are great departments. They've got great men and women serving. And there's not really a lot of outrage here in Florida about police as there are in other parts of the country. So we're kind of in the background on that particular issue.
As the pendulum swings, Victoria, you live on the coast of New Jersey. How different is it there? What's your overview versus what John experiences and describes in Florida?
Well, I think it depends on which community you live in. New Jersey, like Florida, is a very diverse state. A lot of New Jerseyans share a residence, you know, in Florida as well. I think it just really depends. You know, as a New Yorker, and having been a New Yorker for many years, that is really where I'm seeing a lot more controversy about the budgets and where the police officers live, where they can afford to live. And I think it's important that this community push, I think, is really, it's vital. And I think if you live and represent your community as a police officer, I think that your perspective is really different. It's not about them, it becomes a we. And I think that's really essential.
All right. So we continue with our focus here. Next up, the Supreme Court has a pretty active week. What about some of their rulings and how they impact all of us, all of you? This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida is reporting the largest one-day increase of positive coronavirus cases in any one state since the pandemic began. Surgeon General Jerome Adams tells CBS's Face the Nation wearing a mask is important.
We've learned more about asymptomatic spread. Up to 50% of people who can spread this disease spread it without having symptoms. And that's why the American people need to know that science is about giving the best recommendations you can.
Yes.
And you learn more, you change those recommendations. Our recommendations have changed.
Okay.
Now, people of America, important to know you should wear a face cover.
On ABC's This Week, Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary Dr. Brett Girois.
I'm a pediatrician. We have to do this safely, but kids not being in school,
risk their social and emotional health, risk many people with nutrition, the recognition of child abuse, child sexual abuse. It's really important.
This is USA Radio News. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In Texas, two police officers were shot and killed at a residence on Saturday by a suspect who killed himself as more officers arrived on the scene. McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez.
What I'm trying to tell you about that in that sense is that the officers never had a chance to suspect deadly assault on them, much less death that moment in time.
The two officers were responding to a call about a domestic dispute. Fans of a popular frozen beverage were left a bit thirsty this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. But USA's Chris Barnes reports they're still being offered a chance to quench their thirst from the international chain.
The super slurping fun of your favorite Slurpee flavors.
7-Eleven's most popular and often chaotic annual tradition of giving out a free Slurpee on its birthday has been canceled this year because of the pandemic. Normally, it would have been held on Saturday, which was July 11th, as in 7-Eleven. Instead, the chain is giving all of their app users a coupon for a free Slurpee that can be redeemed any time during the month to help practice social distancing. The whole tradition started back in 2002. Additionally, 7-Eleven is celebrating its birthday this year by giving a million meals to Feeding America. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After the hour, this week's overview of the News Talk radio charts, the stories, the top 10 from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and these lists every week. Everything that's going on in the News Talk business, you can find out about. Ratings came out this week. Pretty interesting to see how that impacts the rest of the listening world, beside, you know, all the formats are rated together. And News Talk has done well because of what's going on in the world. People want to hear the issues discussed. So let's go back to the issues. The Supreme Court this week, number six, all those rulings. Anybody want to, Victoria, you want to chance?
And a busy week.
Well, what do you think was the most important ruling that was announced?
Well, I'll just give a quick overview. The New York City prosecutor is the Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance was given the green light to investigate Trump and a lot of the campaign stuff goes back to Stormy Daniels. So that was considered a win for the DA. Congress, a win for Trump. Congress was blocked from his records for now. It's sort of a pending thing. They also ruled, and this is not great for the American public, they ruled that the consumer agency, the head of that agency, can be removed by the president if he's not happy with that, so that's not great for consumers. Good news for Oklahomans, the Native American territory remains under their control. Back on election voting, they ruled that states can enforce the popular vote with electors, which is something we talked about a little bit on the DJV show this week. They also, in a win for pro-choice people, they struck down some abortion restrictions. They also, a win for the religious groups, they okayed the Obamacare birth control coverage exemption. If you work for a Catholic organization, the Catholic organization does not have to provide birth control as part of your benefit package. A win for LGBTQ workers. They won a major victory for non-discrimination. It's not allowed. And then for DACA, for the Dreamers, the Supreme Court upheld the Obama-era immigration for Dreamers. So they had a whole lot of different cases happening this week. And I don't want to pick one as being more important than the others, because I think that they addressed a lot of really important issues. But they certainly had a busy week of rulings.
Whole lot of shaking going on there, for sure. All right, let's get to politics, presidential politics, especially number five. I noticed that Joe Biden has proposed a $700 billion plan to move manufacturing up and research and create millions of jobs. He wants to spend $400 billion on manufacturing during the next 4 years. One of the first campaign speeches he's made with concrete objectives, at least that I can remember. What about you, John? What do people in Florida think about the Biden Trump? Whether there's going to be any hanging chads at the end of the election?
Well, you never know here in the state of Florida. I mean, anything can happen, and usually does. But obviously, the election for November is starting to heat up. And how appropriate here in the month of July, as things are hot anyway. But people here are very interested in what's going on. And at the moment, Biden has a pretty large lead over Trump here in Florida by almost 10 points. I believe it's 9 points in the last poll that I saw. So that's very, very sizable indeed. And people are just watching, waiting, and looking to see what happens. But I think with Biden coming out with that first proposal about bringing jobs back to the United States, we'll see how that resonates. That just came out yesterday, but we'll see how that resonates between now and over the weekend. And we'll see what Trump has to say. He's here today in the state of Florida for a fundraiser, I believe, down at the Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach. And then tomorrow, I think he's in New Hampshire for that event.
Yeah.
Yeah, up there. So it'll be interesting to see. But obviously, people here in the state of Florida, very interested in politics. It's almost the number one topic of discussion here in Florida.
One of the things that we talk about on the DJV program is the age of people who are interested, Victoria, in the election. Is it broader now? Does it seem to be your friends in their 30s or whatever age they are? Do you find them much more engaged in wanting to get a particular person?
I think that this is, there are high school students who aren't even old enough to vote who are attending rallies. And I think that this is just brought, and then, you know, then you go up to, you know, people who are my parents' age or your age, Doug, and I think everyone is just, I think they're a lot more committed to being aware of the issues now than maybe in the past. So I think it's a good thing. The more people are aware of the issues,
absolutely.
It's a good thing.
Yep, and not just voting because, oh, I've done my job.
Right.
I vote every 4 years. You've got to vote all the time. Primary elections, very important.
Yes, you're right. And I think local elections, with my group of friends in New York and New Jersey, local elections are something that we're paying attention to probably for the first time. And that's important.
Well, one of the things, remember when Clinton was elected, one of his advisors sort of encapsulated it by suggesting it's the economy, stupid. And it really is. People vote jobs. They vote what's in their bank account. And things are not too, you know, with the result of all the things happening and things that are yet to happen. I think this is going to be a warm summer and fall when it comes to putting all these three things in the cocktail together. That is the virus, the Black Lives Matter movement, and the election itself. And what impact are they going to have on the economy? Number four is a focus on the economy and conversations about opening up America, for example, getting people back to work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think it's going as fast as it ought to. It certainly won't help Trump any, because he's now being identified as kind of one of the problems. And whether that's true or not, fair or not, that's the way people think. There are a lot of shallow thinkers, and they look around, and I'm not suggesting one way or another politically that one party or one group, one way of thinking is shallow. It just is there's a lot of shallow thinking. People don't understand how the economy works. God, they don't understand how, you know, much of the kids that come out of school today, they don't understand much of anything. So how do they become a part of the workforce if they don't really understand how the economy works and what they have to do to manage their own money? You know, a lot of this stuff trickles right down to the individual and how they manage their money. And we all see examples. You know, we were talking this week, John, about Victoria. I don't know whether we talked about it on the air or off the air. You're little stock investments and stuff. And I was quite proud of
my
you.
My very, very tiny stock investments.
You know, but you see, but you're with it and you're on it, and that's part of what makes it work. Everybody needs to, if you got a little extra money, invest it in things that will help the country grow and help your economic base grow. John,
right.
What about you? You've been in the radio business, and you've probably done what I've done. Invest in something you know, i.e. your business, right? And
absolutely. You better believe it. I've done that. But before we move forward with what you're just alluding to, Doug, going back on the last point that you were making about during the Clinton campaign, it was the economy stupid. The sign
James Carville. Remember him? James Carville.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Saw him
yeah.
on TV just last night. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
But I think the sign now above the door should be it's the virus. Stupid. I think that's what should be up there right now.
That's it. Well, the virus stupid affects the economy stupid, and so that's a pretty cogent observation. Number three, the controversy about whether schools should open or not, following the guidelines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Controversy because the president wants to get schools open. I know a lot of people who also do who are in. Well, it depends, I guess, on where you are.
Yeah.
The unions seem to be getting in the way of reopenings as much as anything else, Victoria, yeah?
I think so. I have a friend who is a teacher at a school in Cincinnati, and they, you know, their plan for the fall, she works for a private school, and so obviously the parents are very concerned about, you know, what the process will be, and the teachers are concerned. Everyone's trying to come up with the right plan. Now, their school's plan is very different from my friends who are teachers in Manhattan. So it really does, it's almost county by county, town by town, really, is the best probable way to move forward with schools. But I think that, you know, we've heard Dr. Fauci talk about it in the last few weeks. It's very detrimental for children to be so isolated and to not be in school with their friends and have that sense of normalcy. So we have to really figure out the right way to, you know, to have that balance of kids, you know, back in school, but also making sure we're not creating hotspots all around the country.
All right. A focus on number two and number one, both having to do with the virus, right after this.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
What outdoor activity has become very popular in recent years on bodies of water near you? I'll share the answer in just a moment.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
The outdoor activity that has become very popular on bodies of water near you is kayaking. Kayaking is a great way to get exercise. It is environmentally friendly, fun, and an up-close and personal way to fish. Plus, it's easy on your pocketbook, too. So to learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
All right, another quick ages reference. I just looked at a post that we'll all laugh at. Happy birthday to Keith Richards. May he speak fondly of all of us after we're gone.
Absolutely. Keith Richards will be, I saw when the virus started, there was a really funny meme that went around social media and basically said everyone needs to shift their thinking from, you know, what are we going to leave to our children, and we have to think about what kind of a world are we going to leave Keith Richards, because he's going to outlive everybody.
How old is he?
He's pushing 80.
He's got to be 78.
He's looked like he was dead for most of the career in the Stones. Yeah.
Well, that's why he doesn't look any older, because they've all looked
older.
He's
embalmed. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So they're not susceptible to COVID, apparently. Stats going up, states with more. Is it worse than it was? I mean, all of that stuff's being debated for sure. Biggest debate is about whether to wear a mask. John, you wear a mask?
Absolutely, a mask and gloves.
Yep.
In fact, I'm even going to start wearing one of those face shields.
Yeah,
that's
becoming
important.
More popular.
Yeah, to protect your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. John, thank you for your service, as they say. John Harper here from WMEL on the Space Coast. Victoria Keelan for the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now 53 past the hour on the DJV program, it's time for our weekly visit from Nick Miles, your auto expert, at OurAutoExpert.com, a focus on what the coronavirus is doing in the automotive business and what needs to happen, and plus a lawsuit, very interesting, between two car companies. That highlights of our conversation coming up here. According to the IRS, the average tax return this year is somewhere around $3,000. If you're in the market for a new car, that lump sum can come in pretty handy. Experts suggest using it as a tool, not as a lottery win. Andy Solomon here has some more for you to think about.
If you were planning on using your tax refund to buy a new car, your first impulse might be to use it all as a down payment or to opt for a more expensive vehicle. Micah Muzio, managing editor at Kelley Blue Book, says, not so fast.
Don't let cash cloud your thinking. Setting the refund aside, your first job is to determine what you can reasonably afford, and not just in terms of monthly payments, but also the total costs over the life of your purchase. That includes the down payment as well as other factors like insurance costs, maintenance, and depreciation.
Muzio says that once you've figured out a budget, you can do much of the legwork online, comparing cars and features, lease deals, and purchase prices.
All of your online planning and preparation should pay off in a smooth purchase process. And with the right strategy, your tax refund can be the foundation for a great new car deal rather than luring you to overspend. That way, the deal doesn't drive you, you drive the deal.
Learn more about how you should or shouldn't spend your tax refund in your next vehicle at KBB.com.
All right, so let's take apart this, the automobile, whether
It's a good time to debut some of these new vehicles, the Bronco, the Hummer EV, and others. The virus seems to have taken its toll there. You've been talking off and on last 3 or 4 months about all these car shows that get canceled. Yeah. And without those, making the debuts a big thing is probably not too good an idea, right? Is that, would you say that was accurate?
Well, you spent 5 years getting ready for this new car to roll out in front of the world, and so you've got to debut it somehow. Unfortunately, because of the COVID-19, not many people are going places, so the rollouts have all been digital. So if you don't know how to use a computer, you're completely out of the loop. You may never see a new car again in your life. These new car companies are rolling them out digitally, online, and releasing the pictures, and having sort of TED Talks, as it were, from all their executives, designers, and engineers on how they came up with the ideas for the cars. And that'll happen actually Tuesday morning this coming week when Ford do that with 3 flavors of the brand new Bronco.
Really? So do you think our automakers here in America are going away from some of the upscale versions of the luxury versions, if you will, of vehicles, and they're giving that over to the Europeans, that category?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. Right now there is very little taste in anybody's mouth to go buy a big luxury expensive car, at least not a sedan, maybe an SUV. A lot of people are looking at buying utility style vehicles. Just what if they have to go live and adventure in their car and travel in their car? So they're looking for the SUVs, they're looking for the trucks and those sort of things. Now, luxury sales are actually up by quite a bit, but I think it's for those people who are buying the small luxury SUVs. Hey, if I have to live in my car, I'd rather have plush heated and cooled seats, is probably the idea.
You know, it's interesting. A friend of mine runs a Jeep Chrysler, or as you would say, Chrysler dealership. And we were talking about financing and how, you know, the various companies have their own financial arm. Apparently, Chrysler, when they were in trouble, sold off their financial arm, and the dealers don't use Chrysler much other than the zero down and that stuff for new cars, but they're going to banks and credit unions. Do you think that's the case not only with Chrysler, but with the other major manufacturers as well?
Yes, I think you're probably absolutely right. The interesting thing with this is there are so many people who do, car companies do financing well, but banks do financing better. And companies like Capital One, who have financing, can do it for all different car brands. They even allow you to buy the financing online and then hook you up with a dealer afterwards. So financing has become one of the most important things. Even though car companies do a lot of the time have their own financing arm, the banks or the credit unions can do a better job of financing the vehicle. And so people like Capital One have built a whole business. They have a whole app and a whole website called Auto Navigator where you can actually go and find out how much you can borrow. You can even find the car. And they do good things like don't pull your credit, so you don't actually lose a bunch of money. So
That's some good advice hidden there in the last few words of Nick Miles, at least for this week anyway. Nick back with us again next week at this very same time. Nick Miles, his website, worth a look. It's OurAutoExpert.com. 59.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.